Hey everyone, Novalane here and welcome back to Unfollowed. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, comparing yourself to everyone else? It's like we're all competing for this invisible trophy of perfection, right? But the truth is, chasing that never-ending validation cycle can be seriously draining. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. How to develop a self-compassionate relationship with yourself. Because here's the thing, folks. You deserve kindness, just as much as anyone else in this world. We're bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, achieve more, be better, but what about taking a step back and being genuinely kind to ourselves? That's where self-compassion comes in. It's about treating yourself with the same warmth and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. So, how do we cultivate this magic self-compassion? Here are 5 key takeaways to get us started. First, acknowledge your humanity. We're all messy, complex beings, making mistakes along the way. It's okay to not have it all figured out. Embrace those imperfections, they make you uniquely you. Think about it like this. Would you be so hard on a friend who stumbled? Probably not. So why are we so quick to judge ourselves? Second, practice mindful self-talk. Listen to the voice in your head. Is it critical and judgmental or supportive and encouraging? Make a conscious effort to shift those negative thought patterns into something more compassionate. Instead of "I messed up, try that, didn't go as planned, but I can learn from this." Remember, words have power, so choose them wisely. Third, engage in activities that nourish your soul. This could be anything that brings you joy: reading, painting, spending time in nature, dancing like nobody's watching. Make time for things that recharge your batteries and remind you of your own worth. You deserve to feel happy and fulfilled. Fourth, connect with others who uplift you. Surround yourself with people who celebrate your strengths and offer a supportive ear when you need it. Remember, you don't have to go through this journey alone. Share your struggles, lean on each other for support, and build a community of love and acceptance. And finally, practice self-care like it's a non-negotiable. This means prioritizing your physical and mental well-being, getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, moving your body in ways that feel good, and taking breaks when you need them. It's not selfish, it's essential. Think about the last time you felt truly proud of yourself. What were you doing? How did you treat yourself during that experience? Chances are, there was a sense of self-compassion involved. When we acknowledge our achievements, no matter how small they seem, and celebrate ourselves for who we are, that's when the magic happens. Now, let's talk about a real-life example. Ever felt like you completely bombed an important presentation or test? You probably replayed those moments in your head, criticizing yourself over and over again. But imagine, instead of beating yourself up, you treated yourself with kindness and understanding. You might say something like, "Okay, that didn't go as well as I hoped, but I learned a lot from the experience. Next time I can use those lessons to improve." See? A little self-compassion can make all the difference. Remember, cultivating self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and patience. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. When you learn to be kind and understanding with yourself, you open up a whole new world of possibilities, greater resilience, increased happiness, and a stronger sense of self-worth. So today's takeaway is this. Start treating yourself like your best friend. Offer yourself the same kindness, encouragement, and support that you would give to someone you truly care about. You deserve it. Ready to take action? Share one way you plan to practice more self-compassion in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And remember, as always, keep on following what doesn't serve you and follow your own unique path. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.